Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Good morning. I'm Albert Morales, your host and managing partner of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. Today, our nation's ability to sustain a growing economy and a rising standard of living depends in part on continued advances in science and technology. With one of the richest and most diverse missions in the federal government, the U.S. Department of Energy also represents the single largest supporter of research in the physical sciences. To successfully meet its varied and complex missions, DOE must manage its resources efficiently and foster fiscal discipline. With us this morning to discuss DOE's efforts in this area is our very special guest, Owen Barwell, Deputy Chief Financial Officer at the U.S. Department of Energy. Good morning, Owen. Good to see you again.
Morning, Al. Good to be here.
Also joining us in our studios is Dennis Kayser, partner in IBM's Federal Civilian Practice. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, Al.
Owen, I always like to start off by providing our listeners with some context around the organization, in this case, the Department of Energy. Can you take a few minutes to give us an overview of energy's history and mission?
Yes, of course. The department has its roots in the Manhattan Project, originally started in 1942, where we really did invest in the technology that created the nuclear weapons programs that really won the Second World War and also the Cold War in the late 50s, 60s, and 70s. Today, the department is very much broader than that. The department itself was formed in 1977 to address the emerging energy crisis at that time. Today, we really have four major areas that we focus on in the department. Firstly, energy security. That is really about promoting America's energy security through reliable, clean, and affordable energy. It covers our nuclear generation capabilities, energy efficiency, our fossil programs. Our second area is in nuclear security, where we really do focus on ensuring America's nuclear security and the safety and maintenance of our nuclear weapons stockpile. You mentioned the scientific part of our organization. We are really focused on scientific discovery and innovation through our national labs. We strengthen the U.S.'s scientific discovery, economic competitiveness, and improve the quality of life through innovations in science and technology. And finally, we have a significant role to play in environmental responsibility. We invest very heavily in protecting the environment and provide a responsible resolution to the environmental legacy of our nuclear weapons program in the past.
So you talk a little bit about these four broad areas, but can you give us a sense of the scale of operations over at DOE? Perhaps you could tell us a little bit more about how it's organized, the overall budget, perhaps the number of employees?
Yes, of course. We are a large organization. Our budget is approaching $24 billion. We're quite highly leveraged in terms of the number of people that are associated with the department. We have 15,000 federal employees, but just over 100,000 contractors supporting the Department of Energy's mission.
That is a very high leverage ratio.
So, Owen, now that you've given us the broader overview of the department, perhaps you could tell us more about your specific role and your department, such as what are your specific responsibilities as a Deputy Chief Financial Officer, and what type of organization is under your purview, your budget, and your staff?
That's a good question, Dennis. Thank you. The Deputy CFO role is defined in the CFO Act of 1990, and I won't dull you with the details of the act, but it creates two positions, the CFO of the organization, which is a political role. It's a presidentially nominated, Senate-confirmed position and provides the political oversight as well as the financial management oversight within a particular organization. The deputy CFO position is a civil servant position. It's a federal employee, and the role there primarily is to provide continuity between political transitions. Plays a very important role during that time. In my organization, I have roughly 250 people at the headquarters operations in both D.C. and also in Forrestal. I have a number of organizational units in my organization, from financial management and accounting to budgeting to running the corporate business systems within the organization. We also have an analytic capability within our organization, a new cost analysis department, program analysis and evaluation, and finally an operations organization that supports the size of our organization in very basic things like human capital, procurement, et cetera.
So it sounds like the Deputy CFO office itself is a large and complex organization. So within the context of that, what are or what would you consider your top challenges, and what have you done to address those challenges?
Well, again, in my short time at the department, I think my challenges are in a couple of areas. Firstly, just the personal challenge of coming into an organization like the Department of Energy at this level and being able to get up to speed very quickly in terms of what we do as a CFO organization as well as what we do as a department. I think it's imperative for effective financial management, oversight, control, that we go beyond just the numbers and really understand what an organization does. So it's been very challenging for me to get up to speed very quickly as to what my organization does, as well as what the mission of the Department of Energy, too. I think the second piece to that is what I have quickly discovered is a human capital crisis. Although when I arrived, we had 196 staff in my organization, we needed to staff up to about 250. And though we've been relatively successful in meeting that target, when I actually look at the profile of my organization across the department, then out of the 860 or so finance professionals in our organization, we estimate that in 5 years' time, a third of those, my employees, will actually be retiring. So this represents a pretty significant workforce shortfall in a very short period of time. So I think the challenges are twofold. Me just getting up to speed, getting to understand my organization and the department, but very quickly realizing that in order to get financial management done in the department, we really have to address some pretty significant human capital challenges.
So, Owen, along with a previous stint at NASA, I understand that you came to DOE more immediately from the private sector. Could you tell us a bit about your career path? How did you get started, and what brought you to your current position at DOE?
Of course. You probably tell from my accent that I'm not born and raised in Huntsville, Alabama. I arrived in the U.S. in November of 97. I came on a detail with Coopers & Lybrand Consulting, which eventually became Pricewaterhouse Consulting, with a merger with Pricewaterhouse. I was with the consulting business here in the D.C. area for about 5 years. In my last year, I actually had NASA as a client, undertaking a couple of pretty interesting studies at the time. And NASA experienced a change in leadership. I was asked if I was willing to come on board and actually implement some of the things that I was recommending. And I was made an offer I could not refuse, which turned out to be less money, longer working hours, and I had to wear a suit pretty much all of the time, too. Nevertheless, the 3.5 years I was at NASA were quite fascinating for someone that was born and raised in the middle of England to be able to have the chance to work at an organization like NASA and see what NASA did up front very close was quite a privilege. I then went back into the private sector with an organization called ANSWR, also known as Analytics Services. And I was with them for about a couple of years, and I was approached, recruited, see if I was interested in coming back into the public sector as the deputy at CFO at the Department of Energy, which I went through the usual competitive hoops and ended up joining them in November of last year.
That's fantastic. So Owen, as you sort of reflect back to your years in consulting, your first opportunity with NASA, back to consulting, and now back to the government. How have these experiences shaped your management and leadership style, and what lessons have you learned along the way that you perhaps are beginning to roll out in your current role at DOE?
That's a great question, and it's something that I asked myself, both joining NASA and also the Department of Energy. It's easier to define what I am not. And my predecessor, Jim Campbell, had an over 30-year career with the Department of Energy. And clearly, I'm not going to bring that level of depth and understanding. It's just something I'm not going to be able to compete with. But as I look back in my career, I actually jotted down all of the organizations I've worked for or consulted to in a significant capacity. And that number totals about 30 organizations. So what I can bring is a different perspective of organizations, whether that's working here in the U.S. or in Europe, in the U.K., and more strategic work, whether it's the tactical side of implementing business systems. What I think I can bring and draw upon is all of that, is that different perspective, the experience that I've gained in different organizations across different industry sectors and different continents, and recognize quite clearly that I'm not a 30-year veteran of the Department of Energy. What I really like about public service is the degree, high level of personal responsibility that it brings. Instead of advising to organizations, when you actually have the personal responsibility to get stuff done, it really is quite thrilling, quite enthralling to be able to enjoy that.
That's great. How is the Department of Energy improving its financial performance? We will ask Owen Barwell, Deputy Chief Financial Officer, to share with us when we return on the Business of Government Hour.